Yesterday on the south end, the thermometer hit 100 plus degrees. I know this is the banana belt, but even so, this is kind of scary stuff. And today, the meteorologists are running around with their hair on fire, yelling excessive heat warning to any and all of us who think 80 degrees is hot as hell and a propane truck explosion. Today, they predict, we'll hit 105 and Seattle and Gomorrah will peak at 111. Melting freeways and turning bridges to goo. Now, God forbid anyone politicize this any more than critical race relations. No global warming talk here, just a small blip on the meteorological record book. A mere 10 plus degrees warmer than any temperature recorded any time of the year ever. Well, since the dinosaurs. Just in the history of Homo sapiens. I'm going to run down to the garden and plant watermelons and pineapples. 50-50 I get a harvest. Next year I'll plant papayas and banana palms, all kinds of exotic tropical flowers, and wait for the anteaters and monkeys to migrate north. New garden vermin. Triple-digit temperatures on the south end, in case you live in Tucson or Yuma, aren't exactly normal here. About as likely as rain that's half frogs and toads. I'm not one of those people who see climate change in every unusual rainstorm, hurricane, heat wave, or cold snap. And no way am I going to argue with my neighbor with a historic Trump 2020 sign on his tree that will no doubt stay there till it rots, or he can replace it with the Trump 2028 banner. But, geez, it's hard to watch the world heating up every year this past decade or two without acknowledging that maybe, just maybe, even probably. All right, definitely, this greenhouse we call Earth is growing hotter. More hurricanes, more 100-year floods, more historic droughts, and yeah, triple-digit heat waves on even the south end. I get that one party is beholden to the gas and oil and coal industry, so I understand they'll fight tooth and nail to keep digging and drilling and burning hydrocarbons and deny the remotest possibility of any of that being responsible for our heat wave this week. I get that. Doesn't say much for profiles in courage, but after the past few years, I think we know that courage left D.C. on a fast, coal-burning, belching train long, long ago. Me, I don't have kids. Don't have to worry about a future much beyond a couple more decades, at best. But the folks with a stake in the future? You tell me. That stake seems more like one to the heart. In a couple of days, the temperature should return to the old normal. But not mine. History's not going to be kind. Of course, we just won't teach it, I guess.